What's up, After Buzzers and all of our music lovers tuning in? We have an amazing show to recap The Four, Episode 3. We had four challenges this time, and we have a very special guest in studio, so don't go anywhere.
You're tuning in to the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
He ain't got a son and he looking up. Who my boy will become ain't about to look. Fill his head with the knowledge to overcome all the garbage and lies they done fed to us. Who am I but a soldier with circumstance? With an army of God.
What's up, After Buzzers and all of you music lovers? The song that's playing right now is from the very own Lex Lou, who actually has joined us in studio today.
Woo!
There she is. We see her on the screen rocking it out in a music video. We see her in the flesh. And we saw her on The Four. Thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to have you here.
So excited.
You did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Before we dive into episode 3, where can everyone follow you?
Well, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's Lex Lou Official. That's also LexLouOfficial.com. So.
Awesome. Cool. And ladies, where can they find you?
So you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Kamisha Latour.
And you guys can find me, Ashley Allen, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Ashley Reed Allen.
Hey guys, I'm Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
And I'm Jessica Carroll, and you can find me at Jess Carroll TV. What an episode. I loved it. We had four challenges. Everyone got to perform. It was, wow.
Emotion-packed.
Emotion-packed, yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing missing, though, was Lex Lou.
Oh.
It wasn't the same without you. Really?
I think the performers did amazing.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
But how do you describe your time on the show?
I was told that I was the four early December.
Yeah.
So the whole month of the four of December and then into January, it was just like a whirlwind of things. It was amazing. We got to do walk red carpets and go to events and meet other celebrities and, you know, just taste that life. It was amazing.
So you are the part of the original four.
Yes.
So how was the original four selected?
Well, I know for everyone's situation was different. I know I was tapped by a friend of a friend through ITV, and it was like a 2-3 month process of sending in videos and filling out forms and going and doing live showcases for them. And, you know, it was it was amazing. It was really cool.
So cool.
Yeah.
And live showcases
no, there was no judges. Because at that time, I don't even think the judges were announced. Like, we were kind of just, like, going in blind.
Okay.
But, no, it was for, like, Fox producers, executives, voice coaches. And yeah, it was pretty intense.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did you mentally prepare? Because this is your first competition show, correct?
Yeah.
How did you mentally prepare knowing that you would have the pressure of people watching, fans, and
I don't know. I've loved performing. I've been performing for a very long time. So I feel like it was just like, okay, this is another step to get to my goal, you know, and it was really cool.
Yeah, you're like a triple threat. Dance, write, rap, you do it all.
I do.
And you definitely looked the part. Your outfit,
absolutely.
All of your outfits are just...
Thank you.
You should be a stylist.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I probably wear like the same thing like every day, just in different colors.
And hold up look at her phone case.
That's
awesome.
So
epic.
So cool. Look at that.
What's your inspiration behind like your style?
You know, really coming from being a dancer, I think that they're just really fashion forward. Like I've been fashion forward for a long time. I mean, if you look at them, they have really cool clothes on all the time. But I don't know. I just whatever is comfortable.
Yeah.
And I'm like a tomboy / girly girl.
Yeah.
So whatever I feel like the day, it's kind of like a mix, as you can see.
I like it. So looking back, what was the most challenging part of the show?
The most challenging show was definitely the criticism. I think, you know, like, you forget that, you know, you're basically putting yourself out there for the world to judge you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been making music for a while, and I'm confident in my music and who I am, but when you present it to people that have never heard of you before, you know, or even introduce how we were introduced, because nobody really knew who we were the first episode until we performed, it's difficult, but, you know, I think that's, like, the hardest part. And also, like, just the whole process of like not sleeping and just going through so many things, you know?
Yeah. I know, that was interesting. The first show, we didn't really get to know you guys at all, until you challenged, which was really interesting. So you write a lot of your own stuff. So how do you get your inspiration? Like, where does it come to you the most?
Well, it just depends on the song, on the beat, when it plays, like what it makes you feel like. I think music is, all music is just a way to communicate, you know. Good music can make you feel anything. So I think when I write, it's how I feel. So it comes from everywhere.
Yeah. And we were saying, we heard from Saeed, who was in the studio last week, that you had some difficulties with your song.
Yeah.
So tell us a little about that.
So, you know, a lot of the singers, well, all the singers, they do cover songs.
Right.
And those are a bit easier to clear through the labels and whoever wrote them. But me, because I'm writing my lyrics, it's like a double process to go through, because it's like, you know, you're changing the integrity of a song. And these are popular songs. So it's just a longer process during fourth quarter, which is like the end of the year. The label shut down. You can't really get a quick response to see if we could use the song. So last minute, the day before, like maybe 36 hours before I was supposed to perform, they changed my song and I had to rewrite it. And it was nerve-wracking because I stayed up all night, but then we still had press and we still have red carpets and we still had like all these other things to do the day of shooting. Yeah. So it was a lot of stress I put on myself, I think. But, you know, I had a great time.
Wow. Yeah. I couldn't even imagine.
I know. Did you feel any extra pressure, you know, one, being an original four, then being the only hip-hop artist, then being the only female hip-hop artist, and having to perform for moguls such as Diddy and DJ Khaled. Like, what was that feeling for you?
It was pretty crazy because, you know, everybody, music is subjective to whoever's listening to it. You know, you hear one thing, one person might love it more, the next person might think differently of it. So, you know, coming out and having that panel and, you know, kind of listen to my music, and you know, I was nervous, like, what would they think? These are all amazingly talented moguls, industry professionals, artists, and you know, it's, you know, you get a little bit nervous, like, okay, so what are they gonna think? But you know, they were actually part of the process that picked us to be the original four, so I was like, it was pretty cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Is there one person that you are the closest with
of the judges or the panel?
Yeah.
No, you know, I think that we equally got to spend time with all of them. I think they all do different things for everyone. I mean, like, Khaled is amazingly inspirational, amazing executive producer, DJ. Diddy is just, like, culture, mogul, branding, everything. Charlie Walk is just, he knows what he's looking for. He has, like, the number one label in the world or country right now. And then Megan, she's just a sweetheart and an amazing artist and songwriter. So I think all of them, like, I have a different relationship with all of them. They're really great people.
Yeah. And we don't really get to see, but do you actually get to work with them one-on-one before the show?
So no, we don't. We don't get to really see them before the show. I mean, sometimes they'll run in and just say hi to us in, like, our holding areas, or, like, backstage before we go on, we get to see them. But, like, we really don't, you know, get to, like, hang out as much as people think.
Yeah. Well, you represented. We all were rooting for you.
Yay. Speaking of rooting for you, wait, you have to tell us about what was announced tonight that we can actually vote for people to possibly come back on the show.
Yeah, so tonight, it was a surprise for all of us. They said that they might bring someone back to challenge. And so, well, any of the four that have been the four to back to challenge. And so they are doing a hashtag voting system right now on Twitter. You tweet hashtag the four comeback and then tweet a hashtag of who you want to come back. So that would be Lex Lou if you.
Yes.
I really like that. I think it gives the show something fresh to look forward to. Yeah. It gives you guys something fresh to look forward to. So just really quickly, if you could bring back someone besides you of the four, who would you pick?
I love all of them. Everyone's been so amazing. I mean, honestly, we've all become friends, even though we're foes in a sense.
Right,
but I'm a huge Ash fan, and he's amazingly talented. Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah. Yeah, and I might be biased just because we've been hanging out, like, every day for the last month and a half. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's, like, a really good guy and genuine and freaking talented. So is Saeed. And
I know
Blair and Elanise and, like, everybody's so amazing, but That's like my show besties.
Aww.
Got it.
And how did your son react when he found out that you were going to be in the four and then also just like watching you?
Oh, man. He was so happy. I mean, you know, he's been my cheerleader for a long time. I've been making music as a solo artist for the last 4 years. So he's like comes in, approves a song, doesn't approve a line. Like, oh, I can't stand it. Or, you know, like he's like, my little personal judge. But I think he thought it was really cool. Everybody at school, his school thought it was really cool.
Yes. I bet.
Yeah. And then when I got kicked off or voted off, he was like, he like made me feel so amazing. Like he was like, man, mom, it's just politics. Don't you worry about that.
Oh my God.
And like, yeah, he was amazing. Yeah, he's like, he's amazing. He made me feel so good. So
does he have a voice?
He loves to sing. He loves to rap. His favorite rapper is Eminem. So,
yeah.
But,
so
he wants to be a paleontologist. So he's not entering into the UK.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then that night, the night that you got kicked off, I was totally bummed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was rooting for you all the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what was going through your mind? You know, because we noticed that you kind of like slipped up during the performance. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like that took over your performance, or were you just like comfortable and just because you looked like it was effortless?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You pulled it together. Well. Everything was great. But like, what was going through your mind during that time?
Well, I mean, first off, flames. that's all I felt around me. But I knew that, you know, basically stopping or quitting or, you know, like not continuing doing what I was doing was going to make it even worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So but in that moment, you're definitely panicking just because, like, you know, it's really rough to learn a song in a day, write a song, learn a song, perform a song. I knew that whatever happened, I was going to do my best. So, mm-hmm. like, it was really scary and nerve-wracking, but like I feel like I got through it, and I was like confident in like what I did. You know, you can't really go back in time. You kind of just gotta
keep moving forward,
move with what's going on, and just like roll with it. So
exactly.
Well, that showcased on the stage.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's dive into this episode, and please chime in. We'll ask you tons of questions. So we had, of course, our four judges: Charlie Walk, Diddy in his little hungry wildcat outfit. Megan. Okay, I don't know why, but Megan was giving me like Spice Girls, like Baby Spice vibes tonight.
Yeah. I feel like it was that lipstick.
The lipstick, the pony.
Yeah.
I love her. And then DJ Khaled, he actually brought out his son. That was adorable.
He's so beautiful. Cute. Yeah.
So adorable. And we had Javiah, Cheyenne, Candace, and Jason to start off.
Mm-hmm.
The intro, when they were four singing, I personally thought it was the best intro we've seen so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you guys think?
It was really strong.
Yeah. I really liked it. And then we had our first competitor come out, Rel Jerv. Rel Jerv. And he, what did you guys think of his performance?
I really, really liked him. Not to compare him, but I'm a Big Sean fan, and he gave me Big Sean vibes. But I loved like his smile, his presence. I loved his jacket, like everything about him. Like I really, really loved, and I loved what he was rapping about. You know, because a lot of rappers can kind of get on the whole popping bottles type of thing, but he told a story, and I liked the way he did it, his flow, everything. I loved it.
Yeah, that's a good comparison, Big Sean. Yeah, I loved Jerv. I admired his performance. I thought it was raw. There was passion in it.
Yeah.
It was, it gave me shivers. Like, it literally gave me shivers.
Yeah.
I loved it.
And, you know, I, just like what Meg, I think it was Megan, she said that you can actually understand every word.
Yeah.
And I love that because sometimes these rappers go out there and they're just like, I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Like, they, like, you can't understand them.
Yeah.
He like, knew his breath.
Yeah.
So I thought, and he looked comfortable out there.
Yeah.
His jacket, he wasn't trying too hard, but he had style.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, you know, threw in his own lyrics.
Mm-hmm. He had good energy, too.
Yeah.
He had really good energy. Mm-hmm. Without trying hard.
Oh, he was great, man. I love, I don't know if you call it, like, what you call it, but conscious rappers, and, like, I feel like that's, like, something that's just coming back, and he definitely, like, lived up to being, great.
Yeah. So, of course, without surprise, he got to challenge, and I wish he challenged almost you.
I wish.
So when you're sitting in the chair and the person's, you know, about to pick who to challenge, what's going through your head?
stress, anxiety, because you don't know what's going to happen. Even if somebody else gets chosen, you're like worried about them, and you know, and it's a lot. But it's scary.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah. As confident as you can be, you're definitely scary. Like, okay, this might happen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So he ended up picking Cheyenne. Were you guys surprised? Did you think?
I was surprised. I thought he was going to pick Javiah.
I wrote that too.
I really thought that.
For some reason, mm-hmm. I wasn't surprised that he picked her. I don't even know how to explain it, but I just knew that he was going to pick her.
Oh, interesting.
Well, he did say that it was because she came for me last week. So she was like, I got to, you know, person that came for the rapper.
Right.
So.
I love that he said that too.
Yeah.
And I also appreciate that Fergie, you know, kind of brought up what people were saying on Twitter about, you know, her grandma being in the audience and just her whole family. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that they, you know, brought that up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she performed first, Wrecking Ball from Miley Cyrus. Thoughts?
I thought she did an amazing job. Yeah. That performance was incredible. Like, I really felt... So last week, I don't know, I was not rooting for her.
Right.
I thought, you know, her bringing her grandma to the show, and then I just didn't really feel like... she gave it her all. Like, mm-hmm. it just seemed like it was either karaoke or she just had an incredible voice. But tonight, like, I really felt like it was really powerful.
Yeah.
So I loved it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still kind of, like, she's an amazing talent. She's very beautiful. But for some reason, for me, she's kind of like the attractive guy that you're not attracted to. Like, she has an incredible talent, but... for some reason, she still doesn't move me.
Yeah.
You know, and it has nothing to do with what she did right or did wrong. It's just, I guess, like a vibe thing.
Yeah.
It's good, but it doesn't do anything extra.
Yeah. What were your thoughts?
She did great. I mean, I think that everybody's going really hard on her for her grandma. I feel bad, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, as much of a choice that she had, she really didn't, she might not have had a choice, you know? And yeah. I think everybody's going really hard. Like even Fergie bringing that up, I was like, I guess it had to be, talked about, you know? But it's still, like, she's a great singer, great artist. Performance is cool. Like, there's so many talented artists out there, you know? Just, like I said, it's perspective.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing with her grandma, it's still television. Everyone needs a story, and that's her story.
Yeah.
And, you know, sadly, it might, you know, obviously, because it's such well-known people, it might take away from her and her voice.
Yeah.
But... we still need to have a story.
Yeah, I was saying to my boyfriend, I was like, man, I wish she wouldn't have did that. Because when if she would have got on the show and then been like, oh, yeah, and my grandmother is the honor award, then it would have been like, yo, you bet, you know?
Yeah.
I think she still definitely has a chance to make it after this competition.
For sure.
It's just when you're in a competitive space like this, everyone is trying to find something to pick at.
Yeah.
You know, so now that she's off the show, and I mean, she has a chance to get back on, she's definitely going to have a great career.
For sure.
So she did great, and then Rel came out. What did you guys think of his performance? I don't know. I felt like, in a weird way, I felt like he was kind of not... mad is not the right word, but, like, he wasn't, like, starstruck. Like, I feel like he was really there and focused on just staying there.
He was ready to eat.
The hungry cat. Diddy in his little hungry cat suit.
No, he definitely had the passion, and it was just evident. He was there to do business, and he handled it.
Yeah.
He has so much flow. I really do like him.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
What were your thoughts?
He's great, man. Yeah. The second performance was great. It definitely sealed the deal.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, out of those two, who did you guys think was going to stay?
I thought Cheyenne.
Oh, really?
I wanted Rel, but I thought Cheyenne.
You thought Cheyenne?
Oh. I thought she did such a great job.
I agree with you. I really thought Cheyenne was going to stay, because I felt like he, to me, was as good, but not better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where I was with that whole thing.
I picked Rel.
Yeah, I picked Rel, too. Yeah. You have to remember that audience is really savage, too, though. You know, if you touch them wrong at all, it's like it's over for you.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like... I think she did that last week, and without even trying, and it wasn't her fault.
Yeah. All right, so sadly, Cheyenne went home. Rel stayed. He's now locked in, part of the four. Next up, we had Nicole from, right, Nicole? Yeah.
No, Sean.
Sean Cavalier.
Oh, yeah, whoops, sorry. Sean Sean, oh, the boy band.
Yeah.
The boy band boy. Yes, he got 200,000 followers on Instagram. I love
Can
this
guy. Can
we
just talk about that? Like, I just knew from him just saying that.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, here we go.
Yeah.
We got this
one. I did too.
Because, like, okay, you got over 200,000 followers. All right.
Yeah. No, and then when he walked out, he kind of looked like Shawn Mendes, talked like Shawn Mendes, and then sang Shawn Mendes. I was like, okay. And he seemed nervous.
Yeah. He's cute. I think he's cute. He kind of has, like, that young boy coming into young man swag, you know, so. I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I honestly thought he seemed really confident to me.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I felt like he was like, I'm going to own this.
Yeah.
And he just, you know.
Yeah.
I think
it's because he felt like he had something to prove because of the boy band situation.
Yeah.
I think in that case, you just shouldn't sing a Shawn Mendes song.
Right.
Like, not that, you know, obviously he's not in a boy band, but it's just like, if you want people to take you seriously, you go for, like, one of those really, like, long time songs. I feel like that's what you should do.
Yeah.
Because he's just too much of a comparison.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't stand out to me, and I couldn't really figure out who, as an artist, he is.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that he's still young. Like, he's probably still trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he has time.
Well, and like Megan said, there's no place for you right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right now.
Which I kind of have to agree with. I think there isn't. He didn't seem more unique than other people we have seen on the show.
So, sadly, Sean didn't get a challenge. But then out came Jefferson Clay, singer-songwriter from Austin, Texas. His grandma was diagnosed as, like, rare cancer who most people don't even survive. I think he said 8 days.
Yeah.
And she's lived, like, 8 or 9 years, which is, I mean, a miracle. That's incredible. And, he came out with his guitar. He just put a smile on my face. Like, the minute he walked that stage, he's like, I'm loosey-goosey. He was just, you could tell he was someone who didn't take life or the situation too serious. Like, he was just there to enjoy it and still focus. And he obviously had a passion to make it, but he wasn't, you know, his palms weren't, I don't think, sweating.
I liked him. I liked his energy. Like you said, I think it was kind of nice to see someone who wasn't so intense, you know, all around. So I liked him. I liked his look. I was so excited when I saw the guitar. Like, yes, we're going to see him play his own live music, which I wish we would have saw from Ash.
Yeah, we heard Ash play the guitar.
He's an amazing guitarist. I mean, I don't think he's ever performed outside of the four without a guitar.
Okay.
So it was something that he wasn't able to use for the show.
I wonder why. So I wonder why he couldn't. But
it's like all about song choices, and like it's like it's difficult, like I said, to get songs approved.
Yeah.
So it's like a process.
Yeah. So what did you think of Jefferson and his guitar?
Oh, he was cute.
Yeah. He was cute, and I was digging the country. We haven't seen much country on the show.
So I
really liked him. I just thought that he was confident and goofy, and
he just kept
life.
A smile on my face.
Yeah.
Was like, he was serenading me. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
I just loved listening to him.
Yep. And so he got, and that's when DJ Khaled brought out the baby. And he did get to, challenge someone. Who did you guys think he was going to challenge?
I kind of picked Jason Warrior.
Really?
Because, again, I'm thinking from the mind of Jefferson, that's who I would have picked if I was him.
Why?
Because I don't think he could have, definitely couldn't have beat Javaya, and I don't think he could have beat Candace either.
Mm.
I think he had a better chance of beating
Jason. Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Jason's a
beast. Because, I mean, Javaya and Candace, those are two powerhouses. And even though Jefferson had a nice voice, he didn't have a chance in my mind.
I just think, I just love hearing Javaya. So I was just hoping that everyone picked her.
I thought Javaya too.
Okay. Yeah. But I don't know. So, yes, he did pick Jason. Jason went first. What did you guys think of his performance?
Major talent. Like, I couldn't even get words out, yeah, like, what his performance was about. Like, last week, I thought he was just a little too dramatic.
Mm-hmm. This week, a little dramatic.
I still feel that, but
expressions, I was like, he's working out his face.
Yeah. Yes, still too dramatic, but tonight's performance was just unbelievable. Like,
yeah.
Like, those riffs, everything was just like, whoa. Like, yeah. What is this thing happening on this stage? It's remarkable. So, I loved his performance.
Yeah.
I thought it was great, but Diddy actually really took the words literally out of my mouth. Like, it was a great performance, powerful, full of passion, energy, but at the same time, you kind of want it. Like, I feel like true singers can do more than just that, like, that one thing. Like, you have to know when to go soft, mm-hmm, when to go hard, when to mm-hmm smooth it out, and I just really didn't see that in this performance, and I kind of wanted to see that he has range and variety.
Right.
Yeah. Because we all know he can do the powerhouse thing, like, mm-hmm, flawlessly. Yeah. But what else do you have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 I mean, I liked it. To be honest, when, you know, after Jefferson and Jason both performed, when they started going after each other, I was like, whoa,
that was so intense.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there.
But didn't they say that he was like, had they cut out a lot of stuff from the last episode?
Yeah. I heard he went at Saeed a
lot
too. Yeah,
I was like, yes. Like, they cut out a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Interesting that they left that.
I think he even went after Saeed's weight or something like that too.
Whoa.
Something like that. I heard rumors. I wasn't there because I was already off, but I definitely heard some rumors.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't like that. So.
Yeah.
I didn't like what he said to Jason today.
Yeah, he was like, what, something about, that, like, was ugly. Born with a gift or learn again.
Yeah, he was like, you just come with too much drama. Like, you have too much real life or something like that. I thought that was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
they both kind of turned me off in that moment a little bit.
It was just not unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, when it comes down to a battle, of course there's going to be, you know, crap talking and stuff like that, but you don't get personal.
Yeah.
And it was just a little too much.
Yeah, it was too much. I didn't like it. It definitely put a bad taste in my mouth. Mm-hmm. But with all that being said, Jason is still in.
Yeah.
Jefferson and his sexy body rolls with his guitar had to go home. You know what? I think about, like, one thing about Jefferson, it's like he was sexy because he was so confident in singing country, which I love, but not like you wouldn't, like, look at him and be like, no, that's a stud.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
But he was sexy in, like, a very unique, like, organic way, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love you, Jefferson. I love you, the body rolls. Okay, moving right along. So now we have Nicole from Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
She walked out and she sang Meghan Trainor's song.
Yes.
What did you think of her decision to do that?
It could have went either way. Yeah. It could have been amazing, or it could have been like a bad, you know, choice. Right. You know, depending, because I mean, she's right there.
Right there. Yeah.
But you did that too. With
Wild Thoughts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to flip it as much as I could, just so that, like, the subject matter was completely different. So like it felt like a new song rather than like trying to piggyback on it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Do you guys think Meghan liked it? Like what? Like, looking at her reaction,
she seemed like she did.
Yeah.
I didn't like it too much. I just thought it was okay.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I couldn't really tell what type of artist she was from that.
I don't know. I really liked her, and I just thought, you know, she didn't have to, like, move too much. Like, she really, it was her voice that really took the performance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. I will say I didn't feel like she reeked of an artist in a way, but mm-hmm, I think Meghan brought up a good point of, she's like, you made it look so easy, and that song isn't easy to sing.
That's true.
And I think that was a good point, because she did make it look so easy. I was like, wow, you know, that was really good. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, wow, that was really good.
I literally wrote that, too. I was like, wow. Like,
it's
all I could say was just wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Yeah. All right, so Nicole, she got to challenge, and she picked Javaya. My girl Javaya finally gets picked.
But Javaya.
I'm not going to lie. When she took that stage, she, you know, they made it very clear that she was ill, and she like couldn't even talk, you know, prior to that. And so when she walked out there, I don't know, I felt nervous for her.
I did too.
I wasn't.
Okay, same.
I wasn't nervous.
Okay,
because I think part of me wasn't nervous because Javiah is, she's a rare talent. So I knew she was going to be able to at least pull something off. Even if it wasn't classic Javiah, it was still going to be dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the other part was I didn't really feel like Nicole should have made it to the challenge.
Oh, really?
Even though she was really good. She was good. I just didn't think she was challenge worthy.
Oh, see, I like
And again,
her.
It's no shade. It's just...
Yeah.
I wasn't, like, moved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. When she picked Javiah, the first thing that went in my mind was that that's such a bad choice. Like, no. Yeah. Like, why would you do that?
It was between Javiah and
Candace.
Yeah. Yeah. So when she picked her, I was like, oh, you're going home. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, Javiah, she's so unique. I mean, she's, like, a true artist. And then... again, I couldn't really tell who Nicole was. Mm-hmm. I thought the performance was okay, but I mean, like, not with Javiah.
Doesn't
like,
compare, don't do that. Yeah.
She's a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Javiah went out, and she just, I mean, someone said it, that she's just fearless. Her family was in the audience, which was so cool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even, like, the judges, Diddy, like, saluted her, mm-hmm. and, you know, DJ, like, DJ Khaled, like, held up a flame. Yeah. You're fire. You're lit, girl. You are lit.
And you know what's funny? Like, when Javiah started singing and she started singing Killing Me Softly, a part of me, I was like, oh, I don't know if this was a good choice. But, like, halfway, like, to the end of the song, I was like, oh, my God, this is the perfect choice because... Mm-hmm. Because she pretty much stuck to the rhythm of the song in the first half.
Yeah.
But then she threw that Javiah twist on there, and I was like, yes.
I feel the same
way. It was good.
I was thinking the same thing. The minute she got out there, like, those first, like, that first, maybe, like, 30 seconds, I was like, okay, this is okay. And then when she went to, I wrote it down, she was like, killing me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh! Amazing. There we go. That's Javiah. And she just... killed it.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever performed when you're under the weather, voice not?
Yeah, I actually went to South by Southwest, and like the day I got out there, I was out there for a week, I lost my voice, and it was like a week of shows, and I ended up getting like this Pepsi challenge thing with like Ty Dolla Signs, and when I did it, it was like on the spot, and I had to rap with like a like no voice. So I was like, you can look it up too. It's like crazy, but like it was really cool. But like, you got to just get through it, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you're there for a reason, mm-hmm. especially on that stage.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I thought she still did an incredible job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I was nervous for her just because she was ill, but I was like, she still got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do have to say, so then Nicole went out and she sang, and it seemed kind of like Javiah was a little nervous watching.
Yeah. I did see that.
Or she was just in pain. I honestly
thought she's like... she's like, okay, I did that. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, the two girls came back out, and there was a lot of tears going on. Mm-hmm. Fergie was crying, Javiah was crying, Nicole was crying. I'm like, whoa. Someone's, like, PMSing, and then their hormones are just all raging right now. But what did you guys think? Did you guys have any question? Javiah and
I
Nicole?
Think the audience has just fallen so in love with Javiah. It's be really hard to take her down.
Yeah.
Well, and also, the judges are really talking her up.
Yeah.
That's true. So, that's going to persuade the audience, too.
But here's the thing. Now she's, this is her third time winning the challenge, or third time staying. Like, she has the audience... like, by the grip now.
Yeah,
they're loyal.
Yeah,
now.
Definitely. And she's gotten a lot of followers, mm-hmm. and not only that, but she's just really extra talented, you know, and like in unique. So people want that.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to get her off.
Yeah.
It's deserved. I think the hype is deserved.
But I still think that Nicole did a really good job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I really liked her. So, sadly, Nicole went home. Javiah is safe for her third episode. That's awesome. And next up, we had Tim. What did you guys think of Tim's performance?
I love Tim. I think he's, like, my new favorite.
Oh!
I love Javiah, but Tim, I don't know, I don't have the words, but something about his performance was just so fresh.
Yeah.
So fresh, great energy, beautiful voice, so unique.
Yeah.
It was so crisp.
I'm in love.
Yeah.
His voice and pure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said he's almost, like, calming.
Yeah.
Like, he's just kind of, like, He you kind of like lower your shoulders a little bit. You just like sit back and you can just like chill. Like you listen.
Yeah. I think I really lost myself the most in his performance this week. I totally did. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. Really good. Mm-hmm. So he, I mean, just from what we're saying and all the judges loved him, he got a challenge and he picked Candace. He actually didn't even have a choice, which is kind of an interesting, you know, if there are four challenges at the end, you don't even get to pick who you get a challenge. Mm-hmm. So he challenged Candace and just, you know, what did you guys think?
Oh, that was such a hard, that was so hard for me because even though I feel like his performance was safe, his talent overshadowed that. And her performance was not safe, but she's a beast too. Yeah. So I feel like either way you couldn't go wrong because they're both amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that one was really hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Usually I'm like, okay, this person, but I didn't know with this one.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be Tim. I don't know. I really liked him. Yeah. I really liked him.
I like Candace. She has a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Voice. So soulful. I thought she made it her own.
Yeah.
The song. But something about Tim's performance was just so poetic.
Right.
I just fell in love over and over again. Mm-hmm. It was just like, I need him this day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between them two, who would you have picked?
Candace is crazy talented. They're both extremely talented, but I think you're right. Like, Tim had that spark that was kind of, like, special that you wanted to see again. You didn't want to let him go just yet.
Yeah. He was kind of, like, unexpected, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, a little
He didn't
niche.
Look like, he didn't look like he was going to come out and smash like that either. Like.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the last four standing was Rel, Tim, Javaya, and Jason. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's do predictions on who we think out of those, and sadly, Candace and Cheyenne go home.
Okay. Now, but let's. After Buzz TV.
So, ladies, who do you think is going to stay for the long haul? Out of those four, who's your favorite? Ooh,
Javaya.
I'm
a fan.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I 100% Javaya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Tim has a real big shot as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm with Javaya and Tim. Javaya because she's incredibly talented, and now we know she has the loyalty of the fans. Mm-hmm. And then Tim.
Yeah.
He makes me melt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to hear more from Tim and Javaya. Awesome. Well, I think that wraps up this episode. Do you guys have any other more questions for Lex? What's next?
Yes, what are you up to?
Well, I have started working on an album this week, so I have been organizing my producers and my creatives and figuring out direction and everything. So I started recording Monday of this week. Okay. It's my first session, and just for the next month and a half, I'm just going to be in sessions every single day, and making a lot of great new music. I'm really excited about it. I already got a couple records I'm like, I love.
Can you give us a little sneak peek?
I can just rap something.
Yes!
Okay, so, yo, it's on Lexi Lou. You know that black girl be Mexican too. Your boyfriend texting me too. He trying to get with me, he messing with you. But I ain't that messy boo, all about decimal, getting my capital. I ain't talking alphabet up in here. Somebody give me a check up in here. Kill him, Lex, who got next up in here.
Yeah! I love that!
And the crowd goes wild.
Standing ovation.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Well, we're so excited. And we are all going to go tweet and hashtag because we want you back. For
Please.
Sure.
Yes. I need a chance to redeem myself. Yeah. You know, it was a lot of pressure last week. So I would love another chance to go at it because I've got a lot of stuff in my arsenal.
Yeah. Yes. So one more time. What is it? What did we tweet again?
Okay. So you go on Twitter and you tweet the four comeback with that hashtag. Yeah. And then hashtag who you want to come back. Lex Lou.
Lex Lou.
Preferably.
Yeah.
You can also go online. I think it's like the4.com, and they have a backslash that has it too. But Twitter is the best way.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we can't wait to hear this album come out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have an album out already. It's called Lex Angeles. It dropped last year. It was my pride and joy because I'm from LA. So it's called Lex Angeles. Kill Bill is on it. Just making music and creating is all I want to do. So
awesome. And one more time, where can they follow you?
Lex Lou Official, Twitter, Instagram. Instagram, Facebook, and then LexLouOfficial.com for all my music and everything else.
Nice. Awesome. And ladies, where can they find you?
So you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Kamisha Latour.
And you guys can follow me, Ashley Allen, on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
And I'm Tessa Saval. You guys can find me on all social media at Tessa_Saval.
And I'm Jessica Carroll, and you can follow me at JessCarrollTV. Thank you all so much for tuning in and watching. Vote for Lex Lou. We want her back. We want to hear more beats. Is that what you say? Beats from you?
Oh, yeah. You gotta go ahead.
More lyrics from her.
More.
All of it.
All of it.
More outfits. We want everything. Thank you so much. And we will be back here in studio to talk about episode 4. Bye, guys.
See you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.